I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 6, 2023 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Ham?
Here.
Mr. McCann? Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stack?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. McCann is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our council chamber tonight. I'm sure most, if not all of you, are here so we can honor state champions. We're going to get that early in the agenda. But in the meantime, I invite all of you to join with us in our Pledge of Allegiance. This meeting is led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have none this evening. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier is home ill this evening. Chief Miller could not be here tonight, so we have Captain with us tonight. And Mr. Aller is here. And Mrs. Bryant?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
So second.
Seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as submitted. Approval of meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 21st. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the meeting minutes from the council meeting of February 21st, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from February 21st as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. We are very privileged to have in our community so many wonderful young people to represent us around the state. Sylvania is known by the quality of its young people and what a great place it is for families and to raise great students to go out into the world. We have a bunch of them here tonight. These are state champions. I think you can identify them. They're all in white. And they have ribbons around the neck. I have a proclamation I'm going to read in just a minute. I'd like to recognize Southview Principal Casey Vance and also the Athletic Director Jim Haas. And before I read this, I would invite the girls to stand up and introduce yourself and then come up here and stand with me. Line up here on both sides of you, but turn around and then introduce yourself.
Leah Hegarty, part of the Sloan Taylor Wildling, Avery Longley, Sophie Golden, Sarah Kwiatkowski, Paige Britton, Morgan Kwiatkowski, Isabel Knopf, Elise Grimaud, Alex Sharp, Natalie
Field,
Stand up and introduce yourself as well.
Lauren Wilson, Emily Cruz.
So this city council and the mayor do honor all state champions that come through our school district here, and I have a proclamation stating that. Whereas the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators 31st Annual Cheer and Dance State Championships were held in Westerville, Ohio on January 28, 2023. And whereas Sylvania Southview Cougarettes competitive and performance dance team danced their way to state championship with first in large jazz and first in large comp. And whereas the state champion team members are all listed here, Ava Stoll, Allie Sharp, Elise Gravel, Carly Nussbaum, Ashley Welch, Morgan Kwiatkowski, Donna Rusin, Paige Britton, Allie Friel, Avery Laughlin, Sophie Golding, Taylor Welderly, Taylor Kwiatkowski, Leah Haggerty, Callie Hess and Isabel Knopf, led by their coaches Lauren Wilson and assistant coaches Emily Cruz and Deanna McGally. I hope I didn't mess up too many here. Now therefore I, Craig A. Stahl, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Monday, May 6, 2023, as Sylvania Southview Cougarette Day in the city of Sylvania, and bring to you congratulations of all our residents. Congratulations.
All right, I think we're ready to proceed with our agenda. We're up to agenda item six. Agenda item six has to do with the downtown transportation improvements project. We'll start out with the service director, Mr. Aller, talking about a contract modification for DGL, our design engineer. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that several in council have attended a
Kevin
meeting.
Just wanted to point out, this isn't because of you that everybody left.
Thank you. I was struggling. Some of you have attended meetings that we've had on the downtown transportation improvements projects. You've seen some of the preliminary work that they've done. We have received the draft final report and information on the project, and we're reviewing that now, and we'll be able to provide that to you. I would fully anticipate they would have it to you by the next meeting. I do want to give you kind of an update. The estimate, which we have not fully gone through to check, but the current estimate that we have for that project, as you've seen it, with all of the lighting, all of the additional features, the widening of the second block of Main Street between Maplewood and Erie, the estimate for that project is $6.1 million. About $500,000 of that would be done. We would utilize water and sewer funds because it's utility work that's going to be done, we anticipated doing. So that brings the capital portion of the project to about $5.5 million. So that's where we're at right now.
We will continue to study that before the next council meeting and come back to you with a recommendation. But we want this project to move forward. We don't want it to stumble at this point. That's a lot of funds, and we're going to look to find those funds and see what we can do to lower the number a little bit.
Yep. We're in the beginning stages, so. As part of that project, we have asked the design team, or the pre-design team, if you will, to attend several more meetings than what we had originally anticipated. We asked them for more presentation materials, and that's in my coat. Sorry there. That's two meetings in a row.
Sounds like it's your church calling us.
Yeah. I will be, because of those additional things that we've asked of them, they have requested an additional fee from their proposal. Their initial proposal was $61,680. DGL has exceeded their original proposal by $8,478. And Edge has actually exceeded their original budget by about $15,000, but they're requesting an add of $10,000 because a lot of that, I shouldn't say a lot of it, but some of that time was preparing the video that you received, and that was something that we weren't planning on doing as part of the project, but I think lent a strong benefit for people to see what that was going to be when the project was complete. So they are requesting a total contract modification of $18,478. We believe we went through this with them pretty in depth and are in agreement with it. We definitely asked them to do things that were outside of the original scope, and we're in agreement with the final request of $18,470.
Mike, the construction estimate, this project is bigger and it's a larger scope than we originally anticipated, and I also agree that the design firm is worthy of this extra to bring them around square on it.
Mr. Mayor, if I could ask Mr. Haller a question.
Yes.
In regards to the request, do you expect this is the last one, Kevin, or
yes.
Is there going to be another file?
No, no. They will complete the project with this additional fund being the last request.
And Edge's request, this is not part of the contract that we had on we have Edge working on a larger scale evaluation of the footprint. It's not part of that contract, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There's no further questions. Mr. Richardson, we have proposed ordinance 25-2023.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 25-2023. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the amendment to the city's agreement with DGL Consulting Engineers LLC to reflect the actual work performed for preliminary engineering services for the downtown transportation improvement project, increasing the proposal amount by $18,478, appropriating funds therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 25-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 25-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 7, Balfour Road Waterline Improvements. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project has kind of been on our radar for a few years now. There's an existing section that comes off of Alexis Road and heads north on Balfour. That includes 4-inch and 6-inch cast iron pipe. You can see in my letter there that that pipe was installed in 1925 and 1952. A 50-year life, doesn't matter what section you look at, we've gotten more than that out of it. And 4-inch and 6-inch pipe is really substandard in today's world. Nothing, in fact, any new lines that you put in, Ohio EPA won't let you put in anything less than 8-inch line. So it's, you know, pretty small. And being that age, I would anticipate that when, if we make some cuts on that 4-inch pipe, we'll probably find that that 4-inch pipe is more like 2-inch pipe because of corrosion and things of that nature. Like I said, this section has been on our radar for a few years. With the interchange project, we definitely want to get in and get that done before the interchange project begins. This project will actually connect on some other waterline work that is being done as part of the interchange project. But we'll, when coupled with those, with that project, we'll do a lot to improve our pressure and being able to sustain pressure if we have, if we lose some legs of the water main system on that east side of 423. Tetra Tech it has done work in that area already with the interchange, and they provided a proposal to us in the amount of $65,000 to complete the project as far as Service 9 is concerned. And we would recommend that we move forward with this project. It was included, it was part of our 2023 capital improvement plan, and it will be paid from the water fund.
Kevin, what kind of communication will we have with our neighbors on this? When this, we won't really have much until we actually are prepared to do the project, right?
Yeah, once we get in there and start doing survey work, all of them will be, because the section along Balfour, we don't have any survey in there. So that section there, everybody will see letters letting them know that what project is coming, and that surveyors will be in the area collecting information.
And that they're going to get better water pressure.
That, yeah, that'll be part of the ultimate.
Okay. Making neighbors happy is what we're about.
Years ago, there was a city water tower right there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
City still owns a parcel of property where that water tower was. Okay, we have ordinance 26-2023 to hire Tetra Tech to do this work. Mr. Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 26-2023. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech to provide professional engineering and surveying services for the Balfour Road Waterline Improvements Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $65,000. I move for passage of ordinance number 26-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 26-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 26-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 8 is four items in regard to the Eldon Ditch Watershed Improvements Project, Phase 1. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project is an improvement project to flooding concerns that we had from property owners in their rear yards along Eldon, and then also the flooding that we have in Brothers Memorial Park. Those two are kind of one and the same in that area. We'll be putting in a storm detention system between two of the diamonds, and then redirecting a storm line that comes from the railroad right-of-way, angles across Veterans Memorial Park, and then exits out onto the, kind of to the west. The existing sewer line, years ago, that property has gone through several changes. I believe it used to be owned by the school, and the city had a lease, or there were a lot of land changes there. State Yard now owns the land, and we have that existing storm sewer that goes through there, then we'll have this new detention facility, and so we need to establish an easement for everything that's going to be on their property.
The need for this project was apparent during the heavy rains in the last couple of weeks. There was standing water up there.
Exactly, yeah.
And it was clear why we need to do it. We even got some calls into the administration building about standing water in people's backyards on Eldon. This project is to address that issue.
I mean, we're back. Everything about the project still remains the same. However, the first ordinance that we have in front of you is the Construction Engineering and Inspection Services by American Structure Point. This firm has performed those services on the project already. They will also be performing those services on two other projects that we have this summer. It's our anticipation and their anticipation that the Construction Engineering and Inspection Services won't be. This is one project that we will, in all likelihood, come in way under budget as opposed to several of the others, because they are going to be in town on those other projects and plan to cover this one on a as-needed basis, if you will, and we'll have somebody else in town. So it's kind of, it works for both parties. I believe they priced the proposal as if it were a standalone project, but I strongly believe that we will come in substantially less than that because of other things that they're doing in town. So they're a good firm. They know these types of systems, and we would recommend approval of American Structure Point in the amount of $55,542. And this project was, again, these funds, again, were budgeted in the capital.
We do have ordinance number 27-2023 to hire American Structure Point for this inspection work. Any questions for Mr. Haller? Hearing none. Ordinance 27, Mr. Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 27-2023, accepting the proposal of American Structure Point, Inc. to provide construction, engineering, and inspection services for the Eldon Ditch Watershed Improvements Phase 1 project, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $55,542. I move for passage of ordinance number 27-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 27-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance number 27-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 8C is to provide for a drainage easement on this, for this project. Mr. Haller.
I think I pretty well explained that one. My apologies to everybody if I got those mixed up, but yes, this is the easement that I explained previously. State Yard Board did approve the easement at their last meeting, and we just asked for approval for it so that we can finalize it.
Thank you. We do have ordinance 28-2023 accepting the drainage easement. Mr. Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 28-2023, accepting a drainage easement from Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, Sage Yard, for the Eldon Ditch Improvement Phase 1 project, dedicating the easement for public purposes. I move for passage of ordinance number 28-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 28-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 28-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now on to authorization to advertise for bids. Mr. Aller has a report here that breaks down the budget. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The project is ready to go to bid, and plans and specs are prepared. The estimated cost of the project is $306,443. We were successful with an OPWC grant application in the amount of $91,000. And then we also, Sagard has agreed to contribute $48,650 towards the project as well. That would leave the remaining $166,793 to be funded out of our capital improvement budget. This project was included and will be paid out of the 401 account. And we ask just for approval to advertise the project.
And we're asking for a motion authorizing the clerk to advertise for bids.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, a couple questions for Kevin. The timing of the project is this year?
Yes, this project...
Given the recent rain, I'm sure the people in Elmwood would appreciate knowing when this is going to happen.
Yeah, this project, because it is going between the two diamonds, and actually some of the line that has to be replaced is going through one of the diamonds. We will be taking bids, I'll say within the next month, but construction won't actually begin until August 1st, after the baseball and softball season. And then we'll get into the project.
And I know you've told us this before, but refresh my memory and maybe others as well. When you say a retention structure, how big is this thing underground, and how much will that alleviate the challenges that the people have in that neighborhood and obviously the people who are utilizing Veterans Memorial Field?
The structure itself, the underground structure, is going to end up being about a 30 by 40 underground structure. And it's not a structure, it's more like half arched pipe, if you will. But it will take up a 30 by 40 blueprint.
More French drain than hole in the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then the lines that exit then will meter out, only allow the water to come out at a certain flow rate. We anticipate that this system should, short of a 500-year rain or something of that nature, but it should alleviate all of the drainage concerns that we have up in that area. The existing lines are just so undersized right at the moment that the water cannot get out of there fast enough.
And in the last 10 years, have we had a 500-year rain?
I think we've had about five of them.
Well, that's why I was asking the question, because, you hear 500 years, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had, this week, kind of associated with this, these last 2 weeks. In 7 days, we got 4 inches of rain, and then in the last 3 days, we've probably got another two and a half.
Right.
And it's, people's yards are wet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Paddle River is handling it fine right now because it has been over a week and a half or so. It's when we get 4 or 5 inches of rain in one storm that it becomes a real problem along the creek where Mr. Fry's house is and my office building is.
I watch it all the time. But I don't have it in my basement like this. People on Elton Groves.
Okay. We had a motion and a second on the floor, I believe, already to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids. Did you make that motion?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make a motion to authorize the clerk of council to advertise for bids for the Eldon Ditch Improvements Phase 1 project at Veterans Memorial Field.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Eldon Ditch Improvement Project at Veterans Memorial Field. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is so authorized. Agenda item nine is for various traffic signal improvements along Monroe Street. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project, we had budgeted dollars in the 2023 capital improvement plan and had anticipated budgeting additional dollars in the 2024 capital improvement plan. As our traffic signal system is basically obsolete, many of the controllers that the council has authorized a couple times to utilize ODOT controllers to be able to beg, borrow, and steal, if you will, to keep some of our signals operating. In the process of is going to be a busy construction time coming up over the next few years, we started taking a look at how we were going to phase these traffic signal improvements in, because once you put in the new system, it doesn't communicate with the old system. And so we were going to, we weren't very comfortable with what we were seeing our coordination was going to be able to be from Main Street, actually from Silica Road, all the way to Corey Road. So we started talking to engineers and talking to the equipment provider that we've been using for an extremely long time, Pathmaster, and devised a way to be able to phase these in with the known projects that are coming up, and then also at the same time be able to take care of about four traffic signals that aren't going to be part of any project that we're currently doing. So we have two signals that were done in about 2018-2019 with an ODOT project, Acres and Alexis, and Elliott and Alexis. Those signals can be upgraded fairly easily with the equipment that was put in at that time. So those signals would be part of it. We have seven signals that are going to be impacted over the course of from 2023 to 2026. And those signals, we're going to need all new equipment. The whole signaling system is going to be set up differently. And those will be taken care of within those projects that are already in place. We have about four other intersections in the city that we were going to have to basically redesign and replace the existing signal system. And with that comes new poles, because the standards today are different than the standards that they were 25, 30 years ago when they were put in. So in taking a look at how this was all going to come together, the engineers and Pathmaster came up with a very good plan, and is actually, over the course of the 2 years, going to end up costing us less money than we had originally budgeted with the old replacement system, if you will. So we're going to end up coming out in a much better position over the course of the 2 year period. So, it's just simply the technology has advanced so much, and the price continues, while it's expensive, the price just continues to come down on it, and it just makes it more easy for communities to be able to move forward. In doing that, we do need to get a engineering contract together to look at those four intersections that are still outside of our existing projects. We received a proposal from DGL to do that design work. Their proposal was $88,738. We recommend approval of that proposal, utilizing the funds that we had originally budgeted in the 401 capital improvement account, and allow those projects to start moving forward.
Questions for Mr. Aller?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Fry.
Based upon the delay that we saw with the Hawk signal poles, are we talking about similar poles here?
Yes.
Okay. So implementation wise, not having a traffic signal on these places really isn't an option. So we anticipating we're going to have all the equipment in and then go for install, I assume?
We will, the controllers and everything, we will, yeah, we will have in. We probably won't be able to utilize some of our existing control cabinets. So that's probably going to have to all be changed out. We're still working, part of this design is going to be how far out in front of the poles and the signals themselves can we get this control software.
Okay.
So part of that is going to be some massaging, if you will, or trying to get everything, all of the pieces to fall right in order. There was a section where we started taking a look at timing, and it's, we noticed that we were going to have, you know, the section from Maroon Road to through the interchange was going to be, we weren't going to have any type of detection at those. Yeah, 40,000 vehicles, they just can't
park people at.
Yeah. And so we did a couple things, and it still just wasn't working right, and so we decided to move forward with the poll.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions? Hearing none, we do have ordinance 29-2023, accepting the proposal of DGL. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 29-2023. Accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers LLC to provide signalization engineering services for various traffic signal improvements, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $88,738, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 29-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 29-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving to page 2 of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 10, and this is, as the service director explained, to retrofit 4 locations. Mr. Aller.
Yes, this is the 4 locations with the equipment that I mentioned earlier. Our current system is basically centered at Monroe and Main. It's got, they call it a two-way radio, but it operates as 2 one-way radios. To the east is one system, and to the west is another system. If one of those legs go out, you lose the whole system, because if one side's not talking, it doesn't do the other side any good if it's not talking. So this system will be a much better system field monitoring unit. It's more of a cloud-based type system, if you will. It works off of cell data, will be much more dependable. Once we get all of the units installed, our entire city will all be coordinated. Britton, Maine will be coordinated with the rest of the system. Every signal that we have in town will be coordinated. Now we don't have that. We have groups that are coordinated and lose that coordination. So this will be a much better system once we get it complete. These that we're doing now, again, are ones that are outside of upcoming projects. We're allowing those upcoming projects to come up and take care of themselves. And part of the design work that you just approved will be timing that property, getting construction done in the right time frame. So we recommend approval of the purchase from Pathmaster of the field monitoring units in the amount of $86,411. And again, we'll utilize the capital improvement funds that were originally budgeted for signal improvements.
Questions for Mr. Aller? Now we do have ordinance 30-2023. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 30-2023, accepting the proposal of Pathmasters, Inc. to provide and install a new communication network at 13 intersections, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $86,411, and I move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 30-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 30-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you, everybody. I apologize for the confusion.
Thanks for fixing the signals.
We're now up to agenda item 11, proposed ordinance 31, 2023. We have a change administration would like to make in staffing for the police department. Captain Newbaker.
Mr. Mayor, good evening, everybody. Basically, the idea around authorizing another sergeants to go from 6 to 7 would be to allow us to have 2 sergeants on our midnight shift. Typically, we all sleep during the night, and it's hard to get a hold of a command officer if one is not working. During the 2 days a week when we don't have a sergeant on duty, there's an acting sergeant, so it's a patrol officer that, you know, does the duties of the sergeant. So our intent is to identify and promote, if you pass this ordinance, a full-time sergeant that we can send to command-level schools to be able to do the job full-time instead of trusting a patrol officer, even though they're very trustworthy, putting them in a position of the leadership like a day a week, maybe a couple days a month instead of a full-time sergeant.
This is not a staffing increase. We're going to reduce the number of police officers by one, increase the sergeants by one, and it has a minimal financial impact.
Correct.
This is an organizational change which police department and the administration recommend. Questions for Captain Newbaker?
Mr. Mayor, Captain Newbaker, just curious, are you able to comment on where we're at currently staffing-wise as far as, you know, do we have 26 officers now and 6 sergeants, or are there open positions?
So we currently have 6 sergeants. However, we have 1 sergeant that will be retiring May 31st. And we just had a surprise retirement of our school resource officer. So we had hired 1 extra in anticipation of that May retirement to get, you know, to get them up and running. Now we're running dead even now, so we'll be giving a test here shortly to fill that sergeant that's leaving in May. We also have a current civil service list that Saturday we'll be holding an assessment center here to rank them for promotion. So we have 3 candidates, and hopefully after your vote, 3 spots.
And we have an officer test that's going online this week or next. It lasts.
Starts March 13th through April 11th. We give a
30-day
window.
We're very close to fully staffed. Great. People retire, and we need to be ready to fill the spaces.
Sure. Great. Thank you.
All right. We do have Ordinance 31-2023 to enact this staffing change. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 31-2023 and read by title only. Amending the Section 125.02 Division of Police of the Codified Ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended, I move passage of Ordinance Number 31-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 31-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 31-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Captain. Agenda item 12, we have a street banner. This is for Lawrence University to congratulate their graduates. The ordinance is set up that these all come back to City Council. This is the banner over Main Street. Lawrence has done this in past years. But we need to pass Ordinance 32-2023 to approve it. It'll be up during May 1 to May 20th, and there's a representation of it on the back of the page. Mr. Hainem.
Mr. Mayor, if I may for a second, I have a question of the law director. I may have to recuse myself. My wife is employee at Lourdes. I don't think so in this case.
No.
Just double check it. Thank you. That's all I needed to know. Sorry for the interruption.
Have they hired you to promote passage of this?
No, they haven't.
You're okay.
But I just yeah. Being doubly careful, that's all.
All right. We're glad your wife is employed there.
Just trying to make sure there's no conflicts, that's all.
Mr. Hainem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance Number 32-2023 I will read by title only, approving the banner application of Lord's University, authorizing the zoning administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the city of Sylvania, and I move adoption of ordinance number 32-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for enactment of ordinance 32-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 32-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 13. This is an issue, not quite yet, Chief. We got one more to go, or Captain. This one is a change to the codified ordinances to reflect a change in state law on appeals that go to our Board of Zoning Appeals. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mayor. This issue doesn't come up very often, but we did have it come up recently, and there was an issue about two lots over on Allen Road, and the applicant applied for a variance, and there was a little bit of confusion about whether the way our code is currently written would provide the authority for the Board of Zoning Appeals to make a decision on that variance. So in doing some research, I realized our code was out of date because, frankly, we just don't get these applications for variances very often. So really, these changes are just to bring our code up to date and in compliance with the most recent Ohio Supreme Court case that was passed or decided in 2013. It changes the standard of review for area variances. Just still does not grant authority to the BZA for any sort of use variance. That still has to come to council for a decision. And then procedurally, because this is an amendment to our zoning code, has to be referred to the Planning Commission and then come back to council for a public hearing before it can be officially enacted. So I would recommend its approval. There is an applicant, there is a pending application for an area variance. So, and he's been very understanding and with the procedural hoops we kind of need to go through, but if we can move this forward for him, I think that would be
City Council can pass this before it goes to the Planning Commission?
No, it has to be referred to the Planning Commission and then come back for a public hearing because it's an amendment to the zoning code.
So what we're doing tonight is referring
just
to
referring to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Important thing to note about this is that this gives our Board of Zoning Appeals additional authority to accommodate the development and use of various properties throughout the city. It will allow the Board of Zoning Appeals to be more friendly towards our neighbors and towards their rational and reasonable development needs, and it's a good change. It reflects a change in the law that our law director brought to my attention, and this is a good improvement. But nevertheless, we got to go through this process. I learned that on the Rite Aid that's now gone a long time ago. So I would move that we refer ordinance number 33-2023 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second. Moved and seconded to refer proposed ordinance 33-2023, amending chapter 1105 to the Sylvania Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that'll be on the next Plan Commission agenda. Agenda item 14. We do have a liquor permit. Okay, Captain.
Hello again. So we ran a records check on the parties involved in this permit application, and we have found no record either through our agency or through NORIS, which is the Northwest Ohio Regional Information System, and the police department does not have an objection to it.
All right, hip to the hip to the groove is not normally thought of as a bar or a liquor store, but they want to sell.
Who knows these days, Mr. Mayor?
Very good. If we don't have any objection, we should answer this notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control, not requesting a local hearing.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do we know if there's any intention for Hip to the Groove to join Dora as another one of the establishments that's allowed to have Dora cups?
This is for carryout sales, wine and prepackaged. I don't think they can serve it on a...
I have the same thought. Does carryout mean a carryout beer in a cup drink, or does that mean a bottle?
Carryout would normally mean in a sealed container.
Okay.
But it is confusing now that we have a Dora. I agree.
Right. We're used to carrying out.
That's right.
You agree with that, Captain? Is our analysis correct?
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah.
Okay. President, this mayor, it is the prepackaged.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Question.
To be able to do the other, they'd have to get a different permit, and they'd probably have to go and buy one and bring it into the downtown.
I think they have to have a C permit to be able to serve.
All right. So, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion for the council not to to not request a public hearing for the C2 liquor permit for LTW Group DBA Hip to the Groove. Second.
Moved and seconded for the city not to request a local hearing. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That gets us up to agenda items 15 and 16. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Or referrals to committee to be made? Hearing none, we are at the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, March 20th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.